1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Now, today we are talking to urologist Dr. Ho Siu Hong.
And we are talking to him about testosterone.
An issue with men. I mean, it's important. As you get older, we have all kinds of worries with testosterone. Dr. Ho, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So, we've been talking about getting our engine started.
Yes.
But getting from first gear to fifth gear, it's difficult sometimes. When you hit the gym or when you're working out, for men in particular, testosterone levels increase through regular workouts. Am I right to say that?
Yes, you are right.
What are the factors that affect that increase?
Well, all of us men need some level of testosterone. I mean, it keeps us going, keeps our mind active, keeps our bone and muscles healthy. But unfortunately, with age, testosterone tends to decline.
Yeah.
The issue is then, when we are dealt with a situation where testosterone declines quicker than what we expect it to be, I think that becomes then a health issue.
Okay.
Yeah. So how do we maintain testosterone level? One of the best ways is working out. By working out, it stimulates the body, and testosterone is produced mainly by the testicles. And the testicles will automatically produce a larger amount of testosterone. Secondly, testosterone is stored in our body after it's been produced.
Okay.
And it tends to be trapped and made unuseful in our fat cells.
Ah.
Yep. So if you reduce the amount of fat cells or content in the fat cell, we actually liberate this own manufactured testosterone.
When we come back, we'll be asking Dr. Ho Siu Hong about declining testosterone levels. Stay tuned.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. And as promised, let's talk declining testosterone levels.
A lot of men, this is a worry. I'm sure there are guys watching us now going, so at what age is my testosterone going to start to dip?
Usually we'll have pretty good testosterone till about 40 years old, unless we have serious health issues or something like that, all right? But we also go by symptoms. If a man feels that he's healthy at 55 years old and he's able to do everything that he's able to do when he was in his younger days, then I think there's no reason to suspect so. But if we find that mentally we are slowing down, short-term memory is getting poorer, concentration is getting poorer, we are not bulking up, even though we are hitting the gym 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I think then we should get our testosterone checked.
So here's the question. Is it only if I hit the gym or do different types of exercise lead to different levels of increase in testosterone?
All right. Testosterone is usually associated with muscle bulk. So if you talk about needing testosterone or looking at the effects of testosterone, we probably look at muscle bulking more than stamina or resistance kind of stamina kind of training.
Okay,
right. So we need you can't build muscle without testosterone.
Literally that. Yep.
Okay.
Interesting.
So I'm looking at him right now, and he has very little testosterone.
Well, there are two ways of.
Thanks, Glenn.
There are two ways of just eyeballing a man to see whether he has sufficient testosterone. One of it is to look at how hunky he is.
Yeah.
And the other one is to look at his waistline.
Oh, don't look at my waistline. Please don't look at my waistline.
Yes.
Can I cover this up?
So the size of the waistline, unfortunately, is inversely proportionate to the amount of testosterone that he may have.
Okay. See, this is not making me feel good now. I'm feeling all weird now. I'm trying to breathe in. I'm absolutely trying to breathe in. A lot of people, at least I know people who I think are over-exercising. They exercise to the point where they're in pain for days.
Yes.
Does that affect, that would lead to an overproduction of testosterone?
No. In fact, no. It's the other way. Anything that goes on the extreme goes into what we call the breakdown kind of situation. All right. So if that happens, then the brain will not actually stimulate much more testosterone. Mm. You see, the factories in our body have certain natural limitation.
Right.
All right? So the same, it doesn't mean that we study 24 hours a day, we get brighter. We reach a certain limit. All right. So exercise in terms of stimulating natural testosterone production has to be also moderated, so that it's at the level where it is just sufficient to stimulate and not destroy.
That's interesting.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll talk about other factors that lead to declining testosterone levels. Keep it right here on 1FM 91.3.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Work stress, family stress, just general stress. Does that bring your testosterone levels down?
Yes. In fact, there are a few other factors that bring testosterone down, but stress is one very common factor in Singapore because we do live in a stressful society. How do we measure stress? There's no clear measurement of stress, but generally, it's the amount of sleep that we get. So if we get inadequate sleep, or we get disruptive sleep pattern, for example, a lot of traveling across time zones,
yes,
night shifts and all that, waking up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, coming to work,
doing a morning show.
Yes. So all this can affect the natural biological cycle.
Right.
And the natural biological cycle, the sleep pattern, is actually very important for normal testosterone production.
So what is a normal sleep pattern?
Well, we should actually sleep when it is night, and we should hopefully have at least 7 consecutive hours of sleep to get a restful body.
When you say 7 consecutive hours of sleep, that means it shouldn't be broken by getting up and going to the toilet or anything. It's just sleep.
Right. Preferably not getting broken up. But even if it gets broken up, we do know that is it a total broken sleep or a partially broken sleep. So if you wake up to just go to the toilet and right, then you go back to bed and you can fall asleep easily,
yeah,
I think that is not really considered a disruptive sort of thing.
Okay.
But if you go to the toilet and then you spend the next 30 minutes trying to fall asleep again,
yeah,
then that may be considered a disruptive sleep.
That's right. Interesting. We're talking to Dr. Ho Siew Hong, a urologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, and we've been talking about testosterone. Dr. Ho, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
That was very insightful. Don't forget to tune in next week, same time, 8:15 a.m. for Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, only right here on 1FM 91.3.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.